This is an executive summary of DST minimum investment and accreditation requirements, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Delaware statutory trusts, DSTs, give investors access to institutional quality real estate at minimums far lower than buying a property outright, but they aren't open to everyone or available at any amount. DST interests are securities, typically offered under the private placement rules of Regulation D, which generally limits them to accredited investors and sets minimum investment amounts that vary by offering and by whether you're a 1031 exchanger or cash investor. Understanding these requirements up front, what you'll need to qualify, how much you'll need to commit, how your accredited status gets verified, and how to spread your capital across DSTs, makes the process smoother and helps you plan a sensible allocation. This guide explains typical DST minimum investments, the accredited investor definition, how accreditation is verified, including for Rule 506C offerings that require third-party verification, how minimums differ for 1031 versus cash investors, and how to plan your allocation across DSTs. Note that Baker 1031 Investments does not provide tax or legal advice, and DST interests are securities offered through the broker-dealer, Aurora Securities Incorporated, member FINRA/SIPC, to accredited investors after a suitability review. Verify the current rules and your eligibility with your advisors. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.